Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here. Thank you for starting the week with us because it's trip report time. We're headed up to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I got it right. Listener Scott is standing by to talk about his trip in late February and early March, just a couple of months ago. He did a split, but not a Walt Disney World split. He stayed at Caribbean Beach for 4 days, and then he went over to Universal and stayed at Cabana Bay for 3 nights with two of his kids. And they had a great time. He talks about his thoughts on visiting Walt Disney World now with some of the COVID mitigations going on and in his previous trips, comparing them, going down with just one parent and two kids and all the fun times in the parks, thoughts about using the Skyliner, going to all four theme parks, dining. And then we hop over to Universal and talk about his stay at Cabana Bay and much more. Lots and lots of information on today's show. But plus, he talks about some great memories they made, which are just, that's why we do all of this. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at the Magic for Less. That's the best way to support the Be Our Guest podcast. They cost you nothing extra to book your trip with the Magic for Less. You're going to get awesome, excellent service from the time you fill out that quote form until the time you get back from your trip. So just drop by before you plan your next trip. Let an agent work with you over at the Magic for Less. .com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It's a free way to support the show. And thank you again to our patrons. You're allowing us to put out 4 shows a week, plus our live show every Sunday night at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central on Facebook and YouTube called You, Me, and Scotty G. And also, don't forget, our patrons get an exclusive show every week called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. For more information, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1890 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a wonderful weekend with friends and family. And yeah, let's get this week started the right way with a trip report. Now, don't forget, if I'm a little bit more chipper on this Monday, it's because this isn't a 5-day work week for me, right? I'm getting on a plane on Thursday to head down to Walt Disney World. Now, I was just talking with our guest today just a second ago. This is a business trip, at least for the first 50%, but we'll get into that. Of course, we're going out for the Summit Cheerleading Championships. We'll be staying at the Hilton Disney Springs, but I'll be over at Disney Springs a lot. And then we're switching over to Coronado Springs at the end of the trip. But I'll be putting all this stuff on Instagram and Twitter. So please do follow me at BRGuestMike. Get ready because it's a Twitter and Instagram fest once I get moving to St. Louis Lambert International Airport. It starts. We're going to have a good time. I'm going to share it all with you. But today, how about a trip report? We're going to talk about a fun trip to Walt Disney World just a couple months back. Scott is joining us in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I think I got it right. Scott, what's going on?
Very good. Absolutely. Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me. This is so exciting to be on the show.
See, Brewers fans and Cardinals fans can podcast together. It can work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're all part of the great Midwest.
That's right. Now, Cubs fans, I mean, I've learned to like Wade. Wade's a good buddy for Sunday nights. Man, he's in Lincoln, Nebraska. So I have like lots of reasons not to like Wade because Mizzou and Nebraska were bitter rivals for years. And then he always talks about the Cubs. Like, Wade is one heck of a guy because I like him in spite of his Husker/Cubs fandom. And I think that's what it's all about, though. We're all Disney fans, right? We can find some commonality there.
Absolutely. You gotta start there.
All right. Well, let's, before we hop into your trip, which I think is fun because you took a couple of your kids down and you did a Walt Disney World and Universal split, which a lot of people are kind of curious about that nowadays. Before we hop into the trip, give us some background on your Disney fandom. Like, what has you listening to a Disney podcast? What's your background? Stuff like that.
Sure. I could probably create my own podcast and talk about the fandom and the history and everything like that. But real quickly, I was kind of thinking about this question and listening to other shows and I kind of stretched back into the 70s. And I remember kind of one of the first movies I ever saw that I recall was Bambi. And boy, that had everything. It still does. I mean, it, you know, the songs, the colors, the characters, you know, death. It was it had the full range of every kind of, you know. Anyway, I mean, it had the full Disney story and Disney effect, and it really had a strong impression. I mean, I don't know, is it right? Can we call seeing the original Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope, in the theaters, does that count as kind of a Disney thing now? I mean, it's been co-opted, but back then, obviously, it wasn't a Disney thing. But.
See, I have thoughts there because, one, I've never seen Bambi. Because the thing is, I've never seen Old Yeller. I don't need to go see a movie about somebody, about like animals dying. I'm just not putting myself through that. I don't like sad stuff. But I know it's a classic. I've seen, you know, like...
Sure.
Parts of it, you know, and
well, I'm
parts.
Sorry then, Mike. Spoiler alert.
No,
sorry,
seriously, we should have thrown that. I'll throw that. I'll put a big spoiler alert on this. This episode. Sorry.
I guess at this point, I assume everybody who listens to the podcast has seen or know the story of Bambi.
Yes.
Yeah. So Star Wars. Decades. Yeah, Star Wars was a thing. I remember too, and we still have them somewhere in one of the kids' rooms. My mother signed us up for the Disney Book Club. I don't know if anybody else had that. The 70s, once a month.
Yes, I think I might have been a part of that at some point too, because we had those, or my mom might have gotten them at like garage sales because she went around to some garage
that
sales
too.
Sometimes. Yeah. So I remember.
Sure.
That. Yeah.
So that's where that all started. And I remember too, in the 80s, kind of early mid 80s. We're I'm not much older than you, Mike, so about the same age. But anyway, so my dad had a lot of business trips. And many of them would go to Florida or Southern California. So I was blessed to be able to go just once, but like, you know, once to Disneyland, once to Hollywood Studios, the original one, Southern California. And we went a couple times to Disney World, especially after Epcot Center came online.
Nice.
That was a big thing. My dad has always, and still to this day, believes in, you know, educational, you know, vacations. You know, we'd take road trips and we'd visit historical monuments and things like that, and I really appreciate that. It doesn't always hit you as a young kid, you know, going to Gettysburg. You're like, what does this mean? This doesn't mean anything to me. But you know, it sticks with you. And that was one of them. When just going to Epcot, that was like, I think my dad's excuse to go to Disney World. It's right. Like, oh, there's educational. There's something educational now.
But the thing is, you know, we take this off on a full tangent here. But I will say, you know, with that philosophy. Because again, I was a school teacher for 17 years, and the thing that I've learned probably more about being a parent too, and being an educator, is that when you take your kids to places like Gettysburg, or when you take your kids to say Epcot, and you go on living with the land, you know, something like that, or back in the day, Universe of Energy, there's not as much educational stuff. World Showcase is a good example, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, when you're a kid, maybe you're seven, you don't have any context for that, but you have kind of a, you know, a secondhand experience. But then at some point, maybe when you're in high school and they bring up the topic of hydroponics, you've actually seen what hydroponics looks like outside of like a page in a textbook or on a website. Or, you know, you talk about Japan, of course, you know, the Japan Pavilion isn't, you know, going to Japan, but you get a little taste of what the culture may be like. And I think that it just, especially places like Gettysburg, though, right? When you learn about the history of the United States, if you've stood on that battlefield, you have context. And I think that's what Disney can give kids. Maybe not initially, but later, you know, 5, 6, 10 years down the road, when they get to that topic, they have context, a little bit at least.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And that's, and we continued that with my kids, you know, using that as an excuse to be educational, to take them out of school, mm-hmm. to go on these trips. So yeah, that started, so I have four kids and, you know, we've indoctrinated them into the Disney way. And that started back in 2008. And kind of the tie back to today is that was my son's first trip. He's number three of four in the family. He has three sisters. God bless him, but the other way around. It works the other way around, though, too. He gets to be the annoying big brother and the annoying little brother. So
yeah, that works.
It does go both ways. But anyway, so he was two. He was barely two when we took him down his first time. He's 14 and a half, and he's as tall as me.
Yeah.
So it's amazing how, you know, this is our fifth trip with as a family, And again, it wasn't the whole family, and we'll get into that here in a moment. But yeah, it was just interesting to see pictures of him and video of him 2008 as a two-year-old, and now I'm taking him and he's as tall as me and he's doing all the crazy intense rides that I'm not even gonna get on.
Right. I totally get it. It is crazy because we took Mallory at 6 months, you know, and she's 13 now.
Right.
It's just, it's, yeah. And, but the thing is, she's grown up with it. So she doesn't understand how special it is, I don't think, sometimes to go there, which I try to give her perspective because not everybody in St. Louis gets to go. We're very blessed. And it's what it is kind of, you know, we talk about that a lot, but she's just like, oh, yeah, we go. You know, it's summer. We go to Disney. So anyway, I want to ask you one thing, though, because I'm going to start asking guests this as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World in October. If you could bring back one thing from the past 50 years, Walt Disney World, parade, a promotion, you know, some kind of an attraction or restaurant, is there one thing you would bring back if you could just, boom, 50th, October 1st, I get this back?
Okay, this is good. The first thing that came to mind, and this is making it sound weird and obscure, but the Winnie the Pooh playground.
Really?
In Fantasyland.
That's a good
and
one.
And again, it's. I mean, everybody's going to have a different answer because, you know, how does it impact you personally and as a family and such? And we have video, and that was the first time we were there. And just seeing my three oldest at the time, our fourth wasn't even with us. She was still 2 years out before she arrived on the scene. But just seeing the three of them just, I mean, they could have spent 4 hours there.
That's so funny. I mean, we'll talk about this again when we get into your trip report, but I mean, it is the small stuff so many times that where the memories are made. It's not, mm-hmm. you know, you lay out these plans for weeks and months before you go down and it's like, yeah, the top three moments, I never crossed my mind until they happened.
Yeah, right. Totally yeah. Winnie the Pooh playground. Who knew?
Exactly.
But we were there and it was at night and it was in the middle of winter and it was really warm out. It was just lovely and in every way. And then the fireworks started happening. We were in the back of the castle and fireworks and we had popcorn. I mean, in a like little capsule there that was probably like, you know, cost $5, that whole thing.
But, right.
But, you know, as in terms of part of your trip, but as just the memories and ask the kids too, they all remember that too. Hide and seek. And again, they remember it too, because they saw the video and they watched mom and dad watching the video and getting a tear.
Oh yeah.
So
100% because everybody is just being free and having a good time. And that's,
yes,
you know, and after all this stuff we're going to talk about today, you know, park touring, hotels, restaurants, it just comes down to being together as a family or, you know, just with friends. I mean, I've, you know, just gone with friends too. And it's the same thing. So, okay, let's hop into the trip. So we have plenty of time because we got lots to talk about. You're down late February, split stay. So where'd you stay at World and give us some, you know, memories, some highlights of that stay?
Sure. We stayed at Caribbean Beach Resort, and where you're from, I guess, but and how you want to pronounce that. But again, thank you, Mike, for being our,
thank you,
our, I'm going to say manager, coach.
Yes. I like that. That makes me sound more important. Yeah. Whitey Herzog of travel.
There you go. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. To make all this happen because, again, with the current school schedules, we just weren't quite sure what was going to happen. So we scheduled way back last July. And that's a thing too, kind of our family system, if you want to call it that, is we go every 3 years.
Okay.
You know, we kind of, that gives us a, you know, chance to kind of reset, save up,
right?
You know, plan ahead. And also the kids are all, four of them are all 3 years apart in age. So it's a kind of a nice little reset too. It's like, I don't know, it may be simpler for the parents to do that.
You guys, but just like threes. You know, it works out well.
Like, it kind of does. But again, you know, so like, you know, my son was his sister's age when we went last time, fifth grade. So now he's eighth grade, like his next older sister was. You know,
that's
not cool. To get all the math of that, but again, yeah, for us too, this was a good timing, that kind of a pre-graduation kind of celebration for both the two youngest. So my son moving on to high school later this fall, my youngest, the last one leaving elementary school. 14 years of elementary school nonstop of somebody in elementary school, and she's the last one. And again, so it's kind of a little mini celebration of that. And that's kind of why we picked when we did, because it's also the midwinter break. So planning ahead, we were thinking, okay, end of February, they get like a 5-day weekend. Well, that was before this thing called COVID.
Right. When, yeah, so, nothing mattered once 2020. Yes.
Yeah. So here we are last July, obviously in the thick of things and not sure what's happening with our school schedule. So we just went, well, like you always recommend, book it. Just book it.
Yep.
Book the package. And you've got it on the books. It's, you know, the $200, you know, refundable deposit. So we just did it. You know, August, the school schedule came out. They decided they're going to do a hybrid kind of virtual in-person school year. And thankfully, they were able to put my kids here. Our oldest is off in college. Our next oldest, high school. My son's in middle school. Our youngest is in elementary school. So Wow. We have one in every level.
That's challenging.
And so, thankfully, props to the Eau Claire Area School District. They were able to put all the three kids here at home here in Eau Claire into the same cohort, as they called it.
Wow.
All that to set up the fact that they had in-person school Thursday, Friday. They still do. They're starting to transition back to 4 days a week. And then Monday, Tuesday was their virtual days. Wednesday was kind of the off day, I guess.
Probably the asynchronous day, which is the new term.
Asynchronous, thank you. I don't know what that means. I still don't know what that means.
You know what it means? It means you do your homework because the teachers are doing their thing and you're going to do yourself on your own. That's exactly what it means.
It means Wednesday and they all sleep in.
That's it. Just do your homework.
So anyway, we were able to adjust that. So again, thank you, because we were, you know, as things progressed, you know, through the fall towards, you know, the Christmas break timeframe, we were able to then make some adjustments. You know, we added a day on there because we found out, you know, well, Wednesday's the asynchronous day. So we're going to go Wednesday to Tuesday. Their break was going to be like a Thursday, Friday, Monday kind of thing. They'd miss like 1 or 2 days of school. Well, we were able to add a day because the Wednesday off day or asynchronous day, now we were kind of our bookends. Thursday, Friday were the only 2 days they were going to miss in person.
Right.
And they still gave them, again, they got rid of all the vacations, all the breaks
because of COVID. Person,
There's no need, I guess, to have a break. Okay.
Teachers would disagree.
Right, exactly. So thankfully, they still retained one of those days. So they only missed one virtual learning day and two in-person days. So even being gone for 8 days, thankfully they only missed a little bit, and they were able to get a lot of their work done ahead of time. I know other trip reports with, you know, parents with kids in school, a lot of the similar kind of framework there. So that's kind of how we structured everything, and it just happened to be, you know, end of February, first part of March, that last week.
So, okay, let's talk Caribbean Beach. You stayed there, or Caribbean Beach. I go Caribbean Beach, I guess, because
it seems faster to say. CBR.
I'll be down there this summer. Actually, I'm super excited. I stayed at Caribbean Beach in December just for a couple nights because we were down for Give Kids the World for that fundraiser. Didn't really get to spend a whole lot of time there. It was just a place to crash because, you know, I was in and out over the weekend. Highlights, what did you find worked for the family? Of course, you're at the hub of the Skyliner, which is really the major selling point for the resort right now. But what were your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a great reason for us to be there was for that. We had only done one other moderate before. That was Port Orleans Riverside. And again, not open. So that was not an option. And again, Caribbean Beach being the most obvious choice, especially again with that hub of the Skyliner. We're in the Aruba section, which turned out to be very fortuitous because it's near the Riv, as you call it.
Yes.
So I called it that the whole time there.
That's good. I hope I
blame or thank you for that. But you guys call it up the Riv. But we're right near the Riviera and that station there. So it was pretty exciting. We felt a little extra specials. Even the announcements for the Skyliner when we were there are, this is a stop for the Riviera and Aruba. So it's kind of like,
I didn't pay attention. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. And you lesser class citizens of Aruba, you can go.
You go right when you get off, everybody going to the Riv go left.
Yeah, exactly. But it was funny because it was like, I guess nobody else, like, are they Were they seriously not going to let anybody else from Caribbean Beach on there? I don't think so.
Yeah,
but
anybody can.
Yeah, it's just interesting. The announcement was very specific about that. But so it was nice, actually. It was very convenient, especially the day going to Epcot.
Nice.
Because it's right there.
I'm so excited. We're staying at Yacht Club for a few nights and then Caribbean Beach. So Yacht Club, Focus, Epcot in the pool. And then Caribbean Beach, we're going to ride the Skyliner, the studio.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but yeah, we started out kind of easing into it because we started our first day at Animal Kingdom. So we got down there on a Wednesday. It was nonstop flight from, we had to drive over to Minneapolis. We're only about an hour and a half due east of the Twin Cities, so here in northwestern Wisconsin. But so my wife was very generous and drove us over there so we could save on parking and things like that, and dropped us off, and was able to do that pretty easily. And again, before we get into that too much, so I took the two youngest. Our oldest is in college, so my wife and our high schooler stayed behind because they were going to do their own trip over spring break, the end of March, to go do some college touring. So she's a junior in college.
I was wondering how it all worked out, how you got away with two kids and your wife's not going.
Yeah. So we were planning, essentially, initially we were kind of planning around, all five of us going. We're like, oh, we're going to do this without our oldest, and that's going to seem kind of awkward. And then they started thinking, well, that's pretty good timing for doing some college tours, and maybe we should do a road trip. And they went to the Mid-Atlantic and drove around there end of March. So
were they able to?
Yeah.
I mean, I know this is off topic, but were they able to do college tours? Because I know a lot of colleges kind of a challenge with the COVID.
Yeah, it was. Every campus was different. Yeah, it really depended on it. I mean, for example,
it's rough with kids right now trying to figure this out. I mean, it's just such a different world.
Yeah, so actually, some of the smaller campuses were a little bit more, I guess, flexible in allowing, campus tours a little bit more traditional fashion. But actually, some of the larger campuses were still closed or just not allowing non-students on campus. Yeah. So it was kind of a mix.
I get it.
But
God, so it's really hard to decide where you want to be for 4 years. Like, okay, here, just walk through, but don't stop. You can't go in any of the buildings. Just, that's a pretty landscaped, union.
exactly.
Sign up for this college. Yeah.
It was a little awkward that way, but they made a good go of it. So again, month prior, we were doing, me and the two youngest. So it was going to be really first in a very different trip. So, I didn't have to carry anybody in my back or in a stroller or any of those things. I didn't have to have to dress anybody. I didn't have to.
Totally. It's like, hey, suck it up, buttercup. We're going,
exactly.
I've taken Mallory by myself a bunch of times down. It's just like, cause we'll be there. We're staying a couple extra days. Pam's coming home. We go down next week and, she's great about that. Cause I'm like, well, hey, I'm going to Epcot. There's a bus. There'll be a bus every 20 minutes. You got a cell phone. I would never leave her behind, but that gets a little pep in her step when she doesn't want to get out of bed.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, let's go.
Yeah. We didn't quite get to that level, but, that was one of the downsides to the whole COVID schooling is that, and their schedules were kind of off. So, we're of the Ricky schedule.
Oh my gosh.
We're the late risers.
Then Epcot's
the night
for
owls.
You. Epcot's for you right now. Opening up at 11 o'clock. They just throws
it worked out well.
It throws me for such a loop. I can't take it. Like, I can't go in Epcot at 11 o'clock. I'm behind everybody. Nope, the park ain't even opened yet. It just it totally plays with my mind.
Well, again, there's your pool morning. I think you were just talking about that the other day.
Yeah. Or Olivia's morning. Breakfast. That's what I did.
There you go. Yeah. So the schedule kind of threw us off a little bit. I got a little bit nervous of the week or two beforehand. I kept encouraging my son, who was, that's the thing. It's hard to keep kids from, gaming together online late at night because those are their friends. That's how they see their friends.
Exactly. I mean, that's going to the mall for us back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also, again, they only see him maybe 2 days a week currently with the school schedule. So I got a little bit nervous, none of the parks are going to be open till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And they're all going to open before noon. So dude, we're going to have to switch up your schedule a little bit here and get you adjusted. He said, oh, I'll be fine. I'm like, okay, well, we'll see. You know, it's anyway. Yeah, teenage boy. I'll be fine.
Yeah, well, they usually do. They usually rally. I mean, at a place like Walt Disney World, you know, they step up.
And they did, thankfully. They were able to do that. But yeah, it was a little bit iffy because just it was going to be a different schedule trying to get going a little bit earlier in the morning. But yeah, so we had 4 days at the World. And so we had, you know, one park per day. That was one thing that did throw us off a little bit. We chose not to do the park hopper. We tried to just go all in for each of those parks each day, knowing again that rope drop was going to be a challenge in my family. It always is. And so only one day did that kind of throw us off. And that was one of the longer days when my daughter, we ignored the advice that you always talk about, which is take the break mid-afternoon and go back. We didn't do that on our second day, which was the Magic Kingdom day and the longer day. And it kind of bit us a little bit. But yeah, that was the only thing that I wish we would have done a little bit differently. Because I remember my daughter, who even said, well, can't we come back here, you know, tomorrow or a different day? Like, that's not how this works right now.
Right. And isn't that, I think that is like the biggest, you know, issue for folks that have been multiple times. And that's, you know, what I'm running into. For example, we didn't even take a vacation last summer because of,
right.
I mean, just the financial situation wasn't a good time to vacation when travel's down and you work in travel. So we kind of, you know, tightened up the purses and stayed around the house and, you know, did some fun things here in St. Louis. But the thing is, because of that, like I said, my daughter's used to go in, my wife, and they haven't, Mallory's been with me a couple times, but like Paige, my oldest, and my wife, they've never seen the Skyliner. They haven't seen Galaxy's Edge. I mean, they haven't been for quite two and a half years now. So the thing is, like, when they go back, they haven't been, you know? And so when we go down for cheer, when we went in 2019, we would just hop over to Epcot and get dinner, you know, because it was no problem. We had annual passes and you didn't need a theme park reservation, where now I've done it a couple times now, three times since this all happened. But my wife, it's like, it's totally a whole different world. Like, we got to have a theme park reservation, you know, and like, we can't just go hopping around, you know, you got to wait till two, you got to, you know, it's just, you adapt. But I think it is, when you've been, like you said, it's just, you have a lot more to think about. Kids probably don't think about it. And I think a lot of us adults, until you experience it the first time, and it's not like horrible, but it's just, you have to plan a lot more. You have to think more. There's not as much spontaneity.
Yeah, a little bit. I think you're right. You have to think a little bit more in the moment. But I think in terms of planning ahead, not that we didn't do that, but, I'm kind of with, again, we're in the Ricky camp. Are we taking, do we have team colors or something for the Ricky camp, Mike camp, the Pam camp?
I'm purple Scotty today, G so camp. Yeah. Scotty G's always green and white, so yeah, that's him.
Okay. But again, I'm not sure about the park hopper thing. It was nice not to have to, the Fast Pass Plus.
Right.
It was nice not to have to think about that and plan ahead, at 1:35, we got to be at this spot. And so we did do the kind of land by land concept, and it was a little bit kind of a throwback to, again, as a kid in the 80s, right. Going, you just went land by land.
Yeah, like how we used to do Six Flags. I mean, when I was a kid, we just go, you know, you go left, you just work all the way around till you came back out to the middle of the park. Yeah.
And here in this part of the world, we've got a Valley Fair over in the Twin Cities. But so again, we flew down there nonstop, Southwest. It was super easy. Did our presumably our last time on Magical Express. And the reason I want to mention that is that gave me 43 minutes to change all of our park reservations.
Nice.
On the app, because while we were in flight, all the park hours changed.
Wonderful. Gotta love that.
So it was like, okay, I'm going for it. I'm ditching our Hollywood Studios day, and I'm hoping we can switch over to one. And that was the only thing. It was a little bit nerve-wracking.
That's a gamble. I'm just saying. Anybody's listening to Scott right now, I do not recommend this for the summer, but you did it. And I'm just saying, do this at your own risk. Do not come after me.
Absolutely. No, that's for sure. I double-checked that, triple-checked that before I switched. I went, it's green on the calendar. for that Sunday. So we're flying down on Wednesday. That was gonna be like our day two, but we're like, okay, I'll push it to Sunday and check touring plans. Have a subscription to that, and always recommend that because they're on it. That's the pulse right there. And in terms of times and things, anyway. So weird. What happened was Magic Kingdom hours just blew up. I mean, it was gonna be 7 o'clock at night. It went to 10.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, we're switching. We gotta, like, the kids were like, absolutely.
That's the best time of the night. I mean, it's the best time to be in the Magic Kingdom for me, you know, late at night.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And again, us being the late risers, right, too, totally. That gave us a little bit of cushion. Exactly. And again, gave us enough time to really make sure we could do the things we wanted to do. So we switched everything around. I think Epcot was the only one that didn't get switched, which was the Saturday. So Thursday was our Animal Kingdom day. And we thought, well, that's a shorter day, 8 to 5. You know, kind of get into the into the swing of things. We're like, okay, well, this is going to work out because, you know, that's, I think you guys were just talking about that the other day too, about you know, kind of the why. The why, you know, why do you go to certain parks on certain days and or kind of bookending with your trip? And for us, we all agreed this made sense. Oh, this will be more of a kind of walking, get acclimated to the weather, get, you know, acclimated to walking around a lot. And that was true. We did that. We only had one disappointment with the rides, and that was my youngest. I was proud of her from start to finish. She was willing to try anything, absolutely anything. 11 years old and just turned 11 at the time, and she said she would try anything. Like, okay, this is totally different.
That's cool.
She's with her big brother. Dad's there. You know, it's just kind of, you know, smaller group. But she's like, I'll try anything as long as it doesn't go upside down.
Okay.
So there's
nothing upside down in Animal Kingdom that I can recall.
No, there isn't. That's right. So we're okay. Well, we shouldn't have had Flight of Passage as our very first thing we did. That kind of threw her off.
See, I'm not a fan of that ride either. That ride gets me like motion sickness wise. But I mean, I just think I have an issue with that. Star Tours gets me too. I think it's a cool looking attraction. Now, was it like a scary thing, or was it just she didn't like the feel of it?
She doesn't like the.
It's intense.
I knew this going in, and this didn't change. And she said she doesn't like the 3D. Kind of the 3D things kind of give her that kind of vertigo motion thing. And, but she, again, she's 11. She's like, she knows her body. She knows exactly what's going on. She's like, every time we walk through, they hand you the glasses. That's a little different now, by the way. They're handing you stuff because you don't want to touch everything.
Right.
So they hand you glasses. The second she grabs the glasses, she hands them to me. She's like, I'm not going to wear the glasses.
Good idea.
Every ride that had any 3D thing that had glasses, she said, I'm not wearing the glasses. So thankfully we sat next to each other. We could hold our hands.
Yeah.
Because the thing, again, those who haven't gone, this is our first time on this. We had gone on the Navi River Journey last time. Pandora was pretty brand new when we went early 2018. And the Flight of Passage was back in the, it looks like your broadcast ended.
It did, but we're still recording. We're good.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
So anyway, sorry. But yeah, so that was back when the Flight of Passage was the 3-hour waits. And if you didn't have Fastpass Plus, you were not getting on it unless you wanted to wait for 3 hours. So we never did it. And so this is our first time doing it. So anyway, if you haven't done it yet, I don't think it's a spoiler, but you sit on this thing and it does more than just sit. I mean, it moves, it has things that kind of, you know, it's like you're on the Banshee and it's breathing.
It's very immersive. I mean, it does what it's supposed to do. You're on that and it is.
Absolutely.
You're totally.
So it was a combination of that was the first thing we did, which was a mistake. And then because that was so immersive, it was just a little bit too much. So we didn't ramp up to that. So that was our palate cleanser was Triceratops Spin.
That's a good way to put it. Jump over to Dino Land. Yeah, a little spinner.
Yeah, a little palate cleanser. But again, we just enjoyed, you know, being outside, enjoying the weather. again, there really wasn't a much in terms of the COVID protocols that really impacted a lot of what we did there, to be honest. I mean, they put up some of the plastic sheeting and screens, Kilimanjaro Safaris in the vehicles.
Right.
That made some of the visuals a little bit harder to watch, you know, watching out for the animals. But other than that, there wasn't much that really impacted our day there. But the second day was the longest day. That was 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Magic Kingdom. And this is where I know we kind of talked about it. I sent you a picture late in the day, about 8:30, 9 o'clock. My youngest she crashed. Again, she knows her body. She's like, I'm done. I can't do it. Like, we are in line for a Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. She'd never been on it. My son and I had been on it. And that was kind of our fun father-son bonding thing that we did the previous trip. And she tried. And she said, I can't. I can't get on this thing. She said, I'm not going to lose it.
Yeah.
But she said, I just don't. She said, but she knew. She's like, I'm just going to feel worse.
Yeah, right.
After we're done.
That's smart.
And so we're done. We peeled off. And again, cast members are just, they're awesome. Even more so with all the COVID stuff they got to deal with. Mm-hmm. And they're able to, looked at my son and went, dude, you're it. You want to go on it? I said, can I? I said, yeah. And the cast members were like, come on in. And they just routed him through the fast pass and jumped him on. They do that. We were going to wait for him and she wasn't feeling great. And they're like, okay, front of the line. Then he got on right away. It was awesome.
That's really cool. I love when they see an opportunity like that. Like, hey, you know what? We can, the situation isn't going in the right direction for this family. Let's see. It's not a terrible thing, but it's not ideal either. And, you know, your son got to ride and it's, you know, we're talking about it months later.
Yeah. And again, and a lot of things too that helped, just the little things for the cast members. So it was dark at this point, you know, it was about 9 o'clock. And again, if there's any cheap little advice I can give, dollar store for glow sticks.
Yes.
The glow bands, little bracelet things. If you get like 20 for a dollar.
Yes.
We packed those in our bag and, again, I still to this day am amazed. People are like, oh, you have glows? Where'd you get those? I'm like, dollar store?
Right. Totally.
Back home. And anyway, so we hung those on our masks for fun and stuff like that. And all the cast members, again, they could tell. They just know. I don't know how they train for this, but they just know. And they looked at my daughter. They could tell there's something off with her. But they were just still extra cheery then. They're like, I love your glow bracelets. These are great. You know, green's my favorite color.
Yeah.
I mean, it was awesome just to see that. And then the icing the cake was my son, after all these trips that he's been on, he's been on all of them. So he and I are the constant ones, I guess. We've been from the first one to the last one here with our family. You know, seeing his mom pick up the kids and give the piggyback rides when they were kind of dragging and starting to feel bad or overtired. And unsolicited, he went up to her. He said, do you want a piggyback ride? And she's like, yeah. And she just jumped on his back and he carried her from Fantasyland, the back of Fantasyland, all the way to the buses.
That's a superhuman feat of strength.
No doubt. I'm like, that's a lot. I would still be having back surgery right now.
For real, I know. But I have a hard time getting myself.
I know. And she's a little one. She's our. We affectionately call her Shrimpy. That's her nickname, and she loves it. She knows it. She's the little one. But even so, I mean, he just unsolicited, because he's just that kind of kid. But also, again, not seeing mom raise him right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, when we're getting ready to record this show, you sent me two pictures with a kind of a little summary of what we're going to talk about. And, you know, that was one of the pictures. And so for, I think Valentine's Day or something, I got my wife these things called mixed tiles because they're advertised all the time on Instagram. Like, I'm a terrible, Instagram is the worst. Like, their ads work. Like, it's horrible.
Oh,
like,
no.
You must buy mixed tiles. Yes, I must. Okay. So But, you know, the thing is, you hang these, you know, this little pictures around your house, you know, the little, you know, squares. But to me, that's the kind of, you know, moment that you can capture. You have that picture and you can hang it in, you know, your den, or you could hang it in the family room or down in the basement. And every time you walk by that, you know what it's like? God, my kids, like, this is what I want my kids to be, right? I want them to like each other. I want them to take care of each other. And just that snapshot will always take you back. I love. Plus, you had a pancake charcuterie thing from your newspaper. So I was like, we got to talk. So, you know, that's how you get
yes,
that.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah, speaking of Instagram, I think you were the one who maybe tagged it, or maybe it was Twitter or something. I'll give you the credit anyway, because it reminded me of the show because, anyway, sidebar, but charcuterie... Isn't it just adult Lunchables?
Yeah, it is. It's just it's seven times more expensive Lunchable for adults. Exactly.
Exactly. So that was our longest day, and that was the one. Again, we just, that's how we always were. We just go start to finish, and we just try to get in. Not try to get in as much as we can. We paced ourselves. I mean, we did 20,000 steps on average a day, but, you know, and that was like, you know, 12, 13 hours that day. So, that's, I mean, it just, you just wore, yeah, we just wore out.
Right.
Everybody just wore out. And my son just picked it up and, you know, he loves his sister. He loves his family, and he's just a good guy. And
it's awesome.
And, he picked her up literally and carried her out of the park. And funny that happened. And, you know, we get back and I don't say she perked up, but she felt a lot better. So right. It worked.
And you felt good. I mean, as a dad, when you're there, like, it's just like, yeah, you know, you just, as a dad, you're like, this is all, this is, yes, I've done something. I know it was your wife, right? But we always say, I was part of that too.
I had
2%
anyway.
Of that. I had 2% of that. You know, my wife in the
three, yeah, maybe three. Yeah, exactly. Probably two, but maybe three.
That's how I always feel anyway.
So yeah, it was cool.
I want to make sure we get this all in because we are running a little bit long. But so sure. Give us kind of wrap sure. up the Walt Disney World, because I want to talk Cabana Bay too, because people are curious about that a lot. So what about the other two days? Sure. Like any highlights?
So so we did Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom, and the last 2 days were Epcot and Hollywood Studios. And Epcot, I know everybody jokes about it. You guys are the you know, you're the best at it, but believe it or not, that was the one weekend there was no festival.
Oh, there you go. You saw a guy, you're like, nobody else sees it. There.
None. It was weird. It was like, is this a COVID thing? Is that why there's like nothing going on? No, there's just happened to be the weekend there was no festival.
Right. You're between Festival of the Arts and Flower and Garden. Yeah. Right there. That one.
Absolutely. Little... Yeah. It was just like, what happened? This is weird. Are we supposed to be here? Is this open? But we did get to see the Jammeters as the Jammin' Chefs.
Right. I saw those.
So they still had some of those things. You know, that was still there, and that was really neat. And we had not seen that before. But anyway, so that was kind of a fun thing, especially since my son does drums and his mom, my wife, does drums. And so it was pretty exciting. We always enjoy... So I asked my kids before this, what was your favorite meal all of Disney World? And it's funny, again, same kind of thing. What was your favorite ride? People Mover, of course, and that's still down.
Yeah, dang.
I don't know if that ever coming back? Is this some sort of cruel joke?
I know. I think they're waiting for me to get there later this week, so we'll see.
Oh, thank you, please. Yes, make that happen. But anyway, it was I can't pronounce it right, even though I live in Eau Claire where it's French, but Le Halles Boulangerie.
I call it the patisserie. I call it the ice cream place in France. Or no, you're talking about the patisserie. No, you're talking about the patisserie, right? Or the
yes.
Oh, I think about La Glaciasse or whatever. Yeah, I can't say
No,
the patisserie. Yep. Yes, and we got to keep this quiet because this place is awesome, but it's way back there, and a lot of people don't know it's there.
No. That's what I mean. The France pavilion so with the food was legit, and yes. That was anyway the warm baguette. I mean, it's just so simple, but that was like the favorite thing.
And it's a bargain too. It's great for your kids, man, because that's one of the best bargains on, you know, at Epcot.
I know.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody. Raise the price on it. But anyway, so other thing with Epcot, just real quick, Spaceship Earth is also a favorite. And again, this is kind of the re-theming or reimagining of it, and not necessarily COVID, but the Project Tomorrow's attractions at the end were all just shut down. Right. It was sad. It was like they're all the stuff was there though. All the signs were lit up. It's just everything was like shoved in the corner.
Yeah, like you can't play the little hockey game or anything.
none of that stuff. But it was like they're getting ready to like donate it to charity or something. Yeah. Bring it down to
there
the
are
goodwill.
Things like that now. I mean, it is. I mean, it is a little startling, right? I mean, it's because things are there. You know, it's like I haven't seen it. I was talking about this with Mallory on the way to cheer tonight when I was taking her to practice. Is that I was telling her how Columbia Harbor House is. It's the cue right now for Peter Pan. And she's like, it's what? Right. I mean, but you know, again, that is so, you just see things that you're just right now, everything's weird. You just got to go in and say, yeah, it's going to be fun, but there's going to be some weird. And that's one of the weird things I'm trying to set her up for.
Yeah. And again, I know you always ask, you know, in terms of, or people ask, you know, is this, if I've never been, should I go now? It's like, well, and even since we've been, you know, a month later now, they're allowing people to take you know, their masks off for selfies and things. I mean, that was not the case even when we went, you know, end of February, early March. It just was not. So they're slowly bringing some of those things back. But, you know, if you want to go there because you want to hang out with all the princesses, if that's your primary thing, you're probably not going to do that yet.
Right.
But if you just want to, you know, hit some of the attractions, you don't want to plan out Fast Pass, and you just want to go to a park every day, go for it. Yeah. But so last thing with Hollywood Studios, our last day there, within 4 seconds, it was too late.
Oh, to get the, boarding group. We're talking the boarding group. Yes. Okay. Then all of a sudden I made the connection like, oh yeah, it was 7:00.
Yeah, I got the shirt on. Yeah, boarding group. This is from another channel, another podcast.
Oh, that's nice. Rise, repeat.
Rise, resist, repeat. It's the whole joke about just refresh.
Yes, absolutely.
And, I know, were your last, guest. Was able to get that second boarding group, and we didn't even get that. But again, kind of like with the mask, they have to wear all day. You know, I asked my kids leading up to this, okay, if we don't get Rise, are you guys going to be upset? No. Like you said, with your Pam and such, that, you know, we hadn't been to Galaxy's Edge yet. Toy Story Land opened like 2 months after we were there last time. So we haven't been to a lot of things that were new, and they're like, no, that's just be bonus if we can get it.
Right. There's a lot of new stuff. Things else. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is the studios 3 years ago, there wasn't a lot to do. The studios has a lot to do besides, you know, if you don't get Rise, you can still have a ton of fun in that park.
Oh, yeah.
But it's hard to get into the park anymore. Like, it was the boarding group. Like, I couldn't get a theme park reservation to go down there next week. Like, we're just going to Epcot in Magic Kingdom because there was no chance because Mallory didn't get her ticket till the last minute. So we were just out of luck. So, you know what? The way I see it, I'm kind of an optimist, right? I don't have the stress of trying to get a boarding group next week because we didn't get the studios. So there,
there you go. Yeah, you're right. That takes that away, I guess. But yeah, I mean, we just didn't. We didn't worry about it. And again, just being immersed in, you know, Galaxy's Edge and the theming there was great. Again, they kind of Black Spire Outpost was different because they had to kind of reorient where people went because of capacity and things. Again, that's just going to get better from here on out. But even so, we'd never been there. It didn't ruin anything for us. It just was, oh, okay, this is how it is. And so that was fun. Since we didn't get Rise though, the bonus was we had time to do Smugglers One twice.
Nice.
So we got to switch it up, and it was just the three of us. So we had two of us were pilots. We just switched that around. One person was a gunner. It was, that was fun. That was actually really cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
And so, yeah, that was a plus. Obviously recommend the milk stand. Two of us like blue milk. Another one like green milk. Okay.
Who likes green milk? Come on. I'm just kidding.
That's my son. I know. Isn't that weird? I thought that was kind of strange, but I guess it's okay.
I guess. We'll let it slide.
But in the plus, again, after all these times of going, we hit Star Tours every time. Finally, one of us was the rebel spy.
Oh, there you go. My daughter's been a lot years ago.
Yeah.
I was just,
so my daughter
was the rebel spy. Of course, I didn't ride. She rode with Pam Forrester.
So finally, after all these times, she was, again, because of the capacity and the spacing, just the odds were more in your favor, and she was the rebel spy. So anyway, the Skyliner really helped us out those last 2 days. It was kind of nice the way it worked out. So the first 2 days, it was bus, and the kids were like, okay, I'm glad we're done with the bus. Again, nothing against that, but it's like, we got the Skyliner. Let's get on the Skyliner. Exactly. So we did that Epcot and Hollywood Studios. The plus is, again, so Sunday was our checkout day. Yeah, our idea of a split stay is not the Pam Forrester idea. Let's say it's Walt Disney World Universal. That was her idea. So
Pam Forrester does those quite frequently, I'll just say.
Oh, does she?
All the time. She always ends up at Portofino over at Universal.
Oh yeah. We weren't quite ready for that. But so Cabana Bay Beach Resort is where we were headed, which was confusing because Caribbean Beach Resort Cabana Bay. Anyway.
Yeah.
So Skyliner was helpful. So we shut down Hollywood Studios 7 o'clock at night. We took the Skyliner back, you know, the porters or baggage services there, luggage services, they had our stuff. We called the lift. I mean, within 20 minutes, we had our stuff in a lift and then another 20 minutes to Universal. So that was pretty handy. What's really interesting is, again, this will continue to change, but the COVID protocols, just the priority things that each place focused on is really different. And we're, you know, Walt Disney World's focused really on the masks. And I would say, not that they didn't care about the spacing, but compared to Universal, I mean, we got scolded a few times. I say scolded, I mean,
reminded.
Reminded strongly, sir, you need to stand on the sticker.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's easy to, if you're not used to it. I mean, like, it's me. Yeah, I never leave the
Universal
house.
Was, you're on that sticker.
Yeah.
At Disney World, not so much, but boy, there's one time I was finishing, I don't know what, some, if we were sharing a slushy or soda or something at Star Tours, in the line for that, we crossed that threshold, is like crossing the Rubicon into the line proper. Again, they've got the extended line, which, yes, as everybody else has said, they move. They keep moving, which is great, even though they wrap all around the park.
That's why you had 20,000 steps, because you were 20,000 steps away from the attraction when you got in line. Yeah.
Yeah, we had to go down to the end and then go back. Yeah, but so we crossed that and there's a cast member on us. Sorry, you can't bring that in there. You can't drink that anymore. Like, okay, right there. Okay, chuck that. At Universal, opposite. Stay on sticker. Can I drink my drink? Yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah. I get it. They're all just trying to figure out the best way they can survive and make this work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, not a complaint at all.
No, I totally get it because, I mean, because I'm trying to think, like, which way is better? Probably neither. Like, I mean, they're just doing what they see is best for their guests and for their bottom.
Absolutely.
I would imagine they want you drink and stuff, too. I mean, obviously, you're buying drinks. But, you know, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
And speaking of getting steps in, we got plenty of steps in with Universal because, we were there 3 days. Our flight back that following Wednesday was not a nonstop. We did stop in Chicago on the way back, but that was to get a later flight, which worked out okay. But we got another half day at Universal. Again, the bonuses that Universal is throwing, I'm not sure what they are now, but you get 2 days and you get 4 days free or whatever it was. So that was really nice. So and Universal, again, for us, is like our third time there. And we had, I would say we've done everything, but there's, again, same thing. There's new stuff constantly. So top ride for all of our trip.
Let me guess. E.T. Oh. E.T. That's my favorite.
No. No, sorry. Not quite. It's a much newer ride.
Okay.
In this decade. Not even, let alone this century. But
you
this
know what?
Decade.
Seriously, the E.T. was my favorite, but my second was the Mummy. That roller coaster. I like that one a lot. But okay, yes. Right. I'm stealing it because I'm just showing.
Surprisingly,
I have 10% Universal
cred
here, a little bit.
No, I was shocked. My youngest, her favorite ride. I'm like, are you sure you want to ride the Mummy? You know, and because of the distancing, I'd never been through that queue. I'd always done like the single rider thing because the kids are younger or the older kids didn't want to ride that. And so, okay, so we went through the whole queue. There's crazy, weird, scary noises, the whole thing. I'm like, are you sure you want to do this? Oh, yeah. We did the whole thing. We got off that ride. I'm like, are you okay? She says, that was the best ride.
There you go. I love it. No, what was your favorite? So that was it, the Mummy, did I guess?
That was her favorite ride until we rode Hagrid's Motorbike Adventure.
See, I didn't do that because that wasn't there when I was there. I was in 2018.
That was amazing. And again, that's high tech, smooth. It's amazing. King Kong. That was
I did Kong. I like that one too. That
was the animatronics. She didn't really like the animatronics. And again, that too had the glasses and the 3D thing. It just wasn't her thing. Again, she didn't like, I hate that. It was just like, nah, just not, didn't hit.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, all the Harry Potter stuff, boy, if you're a Harry Potter fan, and I know, shout out to my family who's listening to this. Have a cousin who's going, with, her three girls, over Thanksgiving week, and they've added Universal to their trip because the girls are at that age where Harry Potter's a cool thing now. So
it's all, I don't know any Harry Potter, haven't read the books, haven't seen the movies, but like I've been into Diagon Alley and oh my gosh, what's the other part? I totally
lived Hogsmeade.
Hogsmeade. Yep. And I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, I mean, for someone who has zero context, I was just like, I can't believe this world that I'm standing in. It's so cool.
Oh yeah. But you're right. I think you're a good example of that. You don't need to know everything and anything and everything about it. And that too, again, it's a little bit, there's a little bit of Galaxy's Edge, which is what I know Disney tried to replicate with Galaxy's Edge because of that, because it's not really a certain there's kind of a time frame that they pick with the Harry Potter thing to try to keep some continuity, but it kind of, you know, blends all together and you don't need to know all the characters and such to really enjoy it. But if you know all that, you can find all the, you know, the really deep dive type of things. But yeah, we went on a couple of those things several times. That too, you know, we never had like, you know, their version of the Express Pass, their Fast Pass, never had that because we stayed at Cabana Bay Beach Resort and not at Portofino. Yeah. But getting the early access was nice. You get that through that. And the other thing too, we walked. We walked from the hotel to Universal, to the parks.
I'm trying to think if I did. I know I walked it because Cabana Bay backs up to Volcano Bay, the water park.
Yep.
I obviously walked there, but I want to say I took a bus.
Yeah, you can take a bus.
I think I did.
By the time you get to the bus, you get on the bus, you take the bus, and they drop you off at the bottom of the parking ramp. Garage.
No, what it was, I was there for training. All the travel agents, we were on a bus together. We had like a minivan, the kind of minibus. Well, it was like airport shuttle things.
But I tell you what, there's this garden. Yeah, garden walk, and then you walk along the river.
Yes. Okay, I did. Okay, yes, I did walk back from City Walk one night because we had dinner at the Italian place in City Walk, and then I said, if there's one thing I'm going to do while I'm at Universal, because I don't know if I'm coming back, because I'm not really a Universal guy, but I'm here for training and I'm going to get this. I went over to Toothsome's and I got that gigantic shake with like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on the top. And I ate that drink and ate that whole thing on that walk along that river back to Pop Century. By the time I got back, I was just like, kill me. I was like, what did I just do? I was like,
no doubt. Wow. I don't think I would have made it back that way. But brutal. Yes. That's amazing. But again, that was a lot of our steps there, but yeah, it gets you to City Walk. It gets you to that end. And it's just like this, you feel like you're doing something like super secret, like, oh, we get this super secret kind of backstage pass to walk up, and you walk through the security at the, right before you get to City Walk. And that's the other thing too. I mean, you go through security before you even open everything there. And again, Disney's finally figured that out, you know, trying to get the security and all the screenings early on. And even with the COVID stuff, they do it differently at Universal. You can get your temperature screening at the resort, you know, in the lobby, and then you get a band, just so you could go into Six Flags or something.
Kind of show that you're like, you're now inside the bubble, you know.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And then you don't need to get checked the rest of the time, so it's kind of handy that way. But then the flip side again, we still had paper tickets. I mean, they still haven't figured that out.
That's crazy. I know. That stuff cracks. Like, you can make a park like Volcano Bay. It's so state of the art with like the Tapu and all this technology everywhere. And then you're right. Like paper tickets and stuff. It's like, I don't even try to figure that stuff out anymore. Like,
It's a little weird. We did try out the app.
Yeah.
So Universal has its own app now. It's certainly nothing as nice as the My Disney Experience, but we are able to load our paper tickets onto that. So that was a little bit handier, but they still tell you, but hold on to your paper tickets in case we need them. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Yeah. That's
anyway. So yeah. So we, Universal, we enjoyed almost as much, especially because of what the kids are riding. Again, my son wanted all the thrill rides, you know, the Incredible Hulk, all that kind of thing. They're old enough now. My son, for sure, he's a big Star Wars fan, not as much to the MCU with the Marvel stuff, but even then, you're walking through this, it's kind of a weird throwback. You're like, why is Spider-Man in a Universal park?
Yeah, see, I don't
why know. Is there a Hulk coaster at
yeah, it's all
what is this Fantastic Four? That's a weird look. So it's just, it's a little, yeah. Speaking of asynchronous.
Times are strange. Yeah, it's just like, oh, it's a green roller coaster. There you go. And you go upside down a bunch. That's
oh yeah. Yeah. So that was his favorite for sure. Was the Incredible Hulk. He went on that 3 times.
Yeah. See, I didn't do that one. I watched it, but I was like, I'm getting old. I don't need to feel crummy the rest of the day. And I want that shake. You know, that was my goal. It wasn't riding the rides. It was making sure I got my shake over at Toothsome's. And I won.
Yeah. So, yeah. So we had all that. I guess all the things I had thinking of, I'm not going to show off the name of it here, but this sling bag.
Oh, nice.
I tell you what, it's slick. It's like a half backpack. And we took your advice. We bought the big power bank.
Yes.
It's got three outlets in it. So
with kids, I'm telling you, yes. I mean, with kids, you have to be a mobile power plant. I'm just telling you. That's why I wear cargo pants. I have 100,000 milliamps on me at any time.
So, yeah. So, we took a lot of those good advice. So, yeah, love the podcast. Loved all the great tips and tricks that you guys give us. Well, each week.
I appreciate it. I mean, that's why we're so lucky to get to do it. I mean, honestly, and this is going to help so many other people that are doing the Disney Universal split. I want to ask you one last thing because we do got to run. Yeah. We're at the top of the hour here. But Cabana Bay itself, the resort, the best way I can describe it for people that haven't been there, this is like a value resort. So like Portofino, we're joking about that. That's like the highest level. That's like the most deluxe of the Universal resorts. You got Royal Pacific. That's kind of like Polynesian. You have Hard Rock, but Cabana Bay, though, for me, for like a family, it just. Yes. I'm a Pop Century guy, we joked about this. Like I said, that Cabana Bay to me is Pop Century on steroids. It's Pop Century being built a decade later because it's got that retro feel. Everything feels kind of mid-century as you walk around the resort. It's got the swizzle stick lounge and, you know, it's got a bowling alley inside the resort. It's got an old, like kind of a 60s looking fitness center to work out in. It's got a lazy river in the middle. It's got a really cool feel. It's got fire pits. You can get like s'more stuff and go roast, make s'mores in the evenings. What did you guys think? I'm a huge fan of Cabana Bay. I mean, even though you don't get Express Pass, it's a good value and it's a fun place to stay.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. This is our second time staying there. We stayed the last time, early 2018. It doesn't show like a value. Again, location too, that's the plus with Universal. Everything's a little bit more condensed. It is smaller. I mean, in general sense, just the parks, but because of that, things are a lot closer together. The pool, we hung out there for probably close to 3 hours one night. And it's huge. There's one pool on one side that's huge because of COVID and such. I'm not sure how they allow access to the other side. But there are kind of two sides to Cabana Bay. And the other side has a pool with a whole beach area, like legitimate beach. I mean, you can... Again, fire pits, you can sit there, kids can play on the beach, in the sand. It's amazing. And it doesn't play like a value resort. And again, the dining is good. We ate at that, at the Bayside Diner, I think is what it's called, twice. And we got the same thing both times because we liked it.
If you like it, why change?
Was that?
It's how I am. If you liked it the first time, why chance it the second time?
Absolutely. Again, they had burgers and they made them fresh on the spot. I mean, they're making stuff and they made it to go. They knew what they're doing. I mean, you put stuff in boxes and you take a bag and you head back to your room. And you're right, for families, we got the family suite, even just the three of us. And we each three had a queen bed.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. And again, separate areas. We had, separate sink area, separate toilet room, separate sink with shower and bath, a kitchenette with everything, with a refrigerator with freezer and microwave and the kitchen sink and an eating area, two TVs. I mean, it was
It really worked out well for me because we were down for a training, and while I'm friends with Ben Lapid, one of our great agents over at the Magic for Less, and he's also takes care of a lot of stuff for the Lizards as far as our shirts and a lot of our hats and stuff. And so we had to kind of like have a roommate for this training, right? And so Ben and I know each other. We talk, we've seen each other at races, but like when you have to stay with somebody, you know, that you don't really know, that's not family, the family suite worked out great because really we had our own little areas. We had our own little room, we had a little kitchenette we could share and get our work done. And yeah, they're very flexible and they're very, they're good value.
Yeah, very similar. When we had the full six of us, it worked well even then. And very similar to, All-Star Music, the family suites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very
similar. In terms of size, but again, the amenities were a little bit, like you said, 10 years newer, a little bit more plus.
Plus you get Zest and you get VO5 shampoo. Gotta love that. That's like going right back
absolutely
to the 70s.
Shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah, that's right. I stole all that stuff because I remember Ben said, did we get any soap or shampoo? I'm like, no, we didn't. Don't look in my bag. Because I've taken it still under the sink here at the house.
That's too funny. That's a fun place. The kids really love that. They would look forward to that as much as anything in terms of staying places because they had such a good time the previous time. Again, pool's huge. Slide was open. Again, the COVID restrictions kind of melted away when you're at the pool.
Right. Yeah, you just get there and you have fun. That's my goal for the summer. All right, well, Scott, we got to run, but I appreciate you taking the time to share all this because it's going to help a lot of folks heading down here this spring and summer. And so glad you had a good time. So thanks for taking the time to come on, and I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. They will take great care of you when it comes to your next Disney vacation, whether it's Walt Disney World. We've even started booking Disneyland again. Hooray. We did that today for some guests. Adventures by Disney, Disney Cruise Line. Those ships are going to start sailing soon, and as well, Universal. So just drop by themagicforless.com. You can fill out the quote form while you're there. Mention the show. It'll come to me. We'll plan a great trip, get you some availability, some pricing, see if it works out. If it does, great. If it doesn't, that's okay too. But give us the opportunity. We'd sure appreciate that over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. One extra click really helps support the show. And a huge shout out to our patrons. You guys help support the show. Let us do 4 shows a week here on the feed, plus you, me, and Scotty G every Sunday night. So join us for that. And also our patrons get Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. So don't miss out. For more information on that, visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Quick programming note, this Sunday night, speaking of you, me, and Scotty G, me, Mike, will be at Walt Disney World this Sunday night. So there will be no live call-in show this Sunday night. So I know, you're going to miss us, right? No, you're probably not. It's okay. But we'll be back the next Sunday night to talk about all the news of the week. But I am taking this Sunday night off because I will be at Walt Disney World, hopefully celebrating a Summit Championship. We'll see. Maybe. Either way, I'll be happy. I'll be happier if they win, but I'll still be at Walt Disney World, so you don't lose. Anyway, so we'll have that a week from Sunday, so do plan accordingly. Watch Sunday Night Baseball or whatever you got to do. Play on your phone. So don't forget, give us a follow on the social media. I'll be posting a lot from Walt Disney World at Be Our Guest Mike on Instagram and Twitter, and of course, Facebook and YouTube. Give us a follow over there as well. All right, time to get out of here, and we'll be back again on Wednesday with more of your listener questions. So for Scott up in Wisconsin, I'm Mike in Missouri. Y'all stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.